Gibberish.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Mumbo
jumbo.
Bunkum.
It's the food program starring Dan Grubb. Friends, do you find yourself feeling empty inside? Is there something missing from your life? Maybe you should try food. Only food has the unique combination of style and utility that complements any outfit. And now food is cordless. Free yourself from a life tied down by wires and cables. New cordless food takes your taste on a journey of delight. Take your taste buds on a joyride. Try food today! Tonight's episode, Belgium is frowning, or Brussels pouts. Oh, that's awful. Yes, Belgian awful.
My name is Hercule Auerman. I'm a famous Belgian detective, but you already knew that. Ha ha. I remember the murder as if it were yesterday. The year was 1920-21-22, a landmark year for sequentiality. I was reading the newspaper when something struck me. It was my neighbor.
Get off my porch and give me back my paper!
Ah!
Oh, damn it! Get
all
out
right.
of
All right!
Go!
Ah!
Go!
Later, as I was reading the print on my face in the mirror, I came to a stunning realization. A red rum had the Gibby Tick Echolop Detmets. I mean, a murder had the big city police stumped. I rushed to the police station to speak with the chief. I then rushed back home, got dressed, and rushed back to the police station.
Yes, Armin, we can't figure it out. We know there was a murder, we've got plenty of evidence, but we can't find any trace of the victim or the killer. We sure could use your brilliant mind.
Astounding. Well, you can count on me. I'm giving this case the full attention of my genius-type brain.
Excellent. Now, Detective Hercule Auerman, this is Dr. Helmut Spiegelbauer.
Hello.
Hello.
Admiral Francis van der Thijs.
Hello.
Hello.
The Duke and Duchess of Lower Middleby.
Hello.
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 Sergeant Calamity, the troop nobody supports.
Hello.
Hello!
And Lucky, the celebrity talking dog.
Hello.
Hello!
They're not in this episode. Bye, everyone. There's no time to lose. I'd better get to the crime scene. That's catchy, but shouldn't you be getting to the crime scene?
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Well, Armin, the chief tells me that this is now your investigation, though it pains me to say so. I don't like fancy consulting detectives. I'm not a fan of your flashy methods or your bombastic, arrogant assertions.
Huh. Take a look at this.
Ooh, what is it? A clue? It's a clue, isn't it? Oh, he's so smart. Out of the way, let me see.
This hair that I found in the pool of blood has some sort of wax on it. It's short and stiff, almost more like fur than hair. Interesting. Sergeant, take this hair to the lab to be examined, along with the blood.
You're very good, you know that. What's your method? Deduction?
Nope.
Induction?
Nope.
Conduction?
Nope.
Abduction?
Now listen, just tell us who did it and we'll let you go.
Nope.
Reduction? Nope. What is it? I gotta know.
It's just a matter of being observant and knowing every detail of your surround.
Are you okay?
Yes, but I wish someone warned me about that pie, roller skate, flight of stairs, and man-eating lion. Now, back to work. Let's get some photos of the crime scene. Okay, and now a silly one. No, put the guts down. With no leads to go on, I decided to grill the usual suspects. Now talk. Talk or I'll add peppers and onions.
I don't know nothing.
Your double negatives don't scare me. Get out of here. You're wrinkling my kebabs.
That's 17 men you've interrogated, and none of them knew anything about this murder.
You're right. There must be something we're overlooking. Some seemingly insignificant detail that would open up the whole case. Let me see that handwriting sample again. The killer is clearly a nervous, overwhelmed man. You can see in his W's that he's been pushed to the brink. And his R's reveal a man who's determined to achieve his goals, no matter what. And here, where it says, "You'll never find me in my light blue 95 Impala license plate UWK1958, which I'm driving away from this murder that I just committed. Maybe I shouldn't have written that. Oh well, I'm sure it'll be fine." You can tell by the rounded edge of the... Wait! My detective sense is tingling. I think that vague description of the car just might lead us to the killer.
Later that day, a police helicopter hovers over a light blue Impala.
Come out of the car with your hands behind your head. We have these really cool new guns, and we will use them at the drop of a hat. All the other police officers have seen action but us, and I assure you we have something to prove. Don't make us play out a macho fantasy. This is your last warning. We spent all weekend watching a World's Strongest Man marathon and reruns of How to Fix Anything starring the Motorcycle Stud Boys, so we're feeling pretty insecure right now. We'd like nothing more than to consume your vehicle in flames of fiery devastation. Crap. We lost him. Repeat, we lost him.
He's escaping. He's headed for the river. Quick, get on my rubber dinghy.
Ooh.
Ha, gotcha. Now let's see who this killer is. Sergeant Wilcox?
Sergeant Wilcox? A police officer committed this murder? How could you?
I'm sorry, sir. It was my... first day.
But who's the victim? Who's the dead mystery man?
I've got the results from the hair you found. It's mustache hair, and it was waxed with Professor Dandy's extra slick pomade.
Huh. I used that on my mustache.
And the blood type was A positive.
What a coincidence. I'm A positive.
And his wallet contained IDs that confirmed the deceased to be Hercule Auerman.
Oh, that's right. I'm dead. Blah!
This has been the Food Program, starring Dan Crow. Remember, food isn't just for eating and perpetuating body image disorders. Use food to fill in the holes you punch in walls due to your unresolved anger issues. Use food as a comforting substitute for affection. Use food to create images of the family and friends who've given up on you because you've become such an insufferable mess. Yes, if you've got deep psychological problems, be sure to use food today. Short this week, so I'd like to present a scene from my one-man show. It's called Talking to Myself to You, a Podcasting Story.
But Reggie, you're just a rough and tumble kid from the streets. You don't have what it takes to be a podcast announcer.
I don't care, Mother. You can't keep me from following my dreams. I've got an audition in 3 days, and I'm going to get it.
But who will run the business when your papa retire? He's an old man. He can't push the cart around the Lower East Side forever.
Someone else can sell those bootleg DVDs. I found my calling, and I'm going to pursue it.
Oh, my baby, Reggie!
What's going on here? You'll make your mama cry!
Father, I was just explaining my dream.
Dream! Always you dream! How you gonna announce a podcast? You a street kid. You play stickball and someday you push the cart. You can't afford to dream.
I'm going to do it, Father. You'll see.
You wanna announce? Then you go announce and never come back. From now on, I have no son.
Father! Well, if that's how you feel, then all I can say to you is, we've got an action-packed evening of entertainment for you tonight. Stay tuned! Nowhere to run to, nowhere to go, just out over Wi-Fi, announcing a show. Oh, I've got to speak, got to state, got to say. Oh, I've got to hawk sponsors good on radio plays. Oh, somewhere there's... Excuse me, gentlemen.
Well, 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 what have we here? A fancy pants announcer boy. This ain't a good neighborhood for announcer boys. You could get hurt.
I don't want any trouble, gentlemen. I'm just passing through.
Oh, it won't be any trouble.
I don't want any trouble, gentlemen. I'm just passing through.
Oh, it won't be any trouble. No trouble at all. Get him, fellas.
Oh, no, help. Bam, pow, boom. Nothing. Hello, hello, hello. Where am I? Am I? Am I? It's so dark, dark, dark. Is anybody there? 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 Oh my! I think I'm in my own mind. Boy, it sure is spooky in here. I don't know what to expect. Mother?
You can't announce, Reggie. What about your condition? You can't announce with ingrown toenails.
What if she's right? They're so ingrown.
Not a good neighborhood for a fancy pants announcer, boy. Heh.
No, no. There's my second grade play.
Good evening, friends and family of Lamborghini Hawkins Elementary. Today, we present a story about being yourself. Enjoy!
That's it. I can do it. It's been there all along. I've got to do it. I've got to announce.
He's back. He's out of the coma.
How long was I out, Doc?
3 days. We thought we might have lost you.
You know, I was afraid I might lose myself.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. Say, did you say 3 days? Uh-oh, the audition!
But you've been in a coma and sustained serious brain injury.
As a doctor, I can't allow you to leave this hospital.
But as an artist, I can't allow myself to stay! Get out of my way!
It's been 10 minutes. I don't have all day to wait for some street kid with stars in his eyes.
Wait! I'm here!
In a hospital gown? Did you escape from a nut house?
You might say I escaped from the nut house of self-doubt.
Say no more! Reggie, you're our announcer!
Later, and so ends another episode of Sunny Fun Times with Deb and Carl. Good night!
Cut! Great job, Reggie! Great job!
Thanks, but it's a team effort.
And so humble, too. You don't see that every day in Hollywood. Keep it up, chum!
Excuse me, do you have a minute for fan?
Of course I... Father?
Son, I'm sorry. You were right. You are an announcer.
Oh, Father, I've been dreaming of this day.
So have I, son. So have I.
Oh, I've got to speak, got to state, got to say. Oh, I've got to hawk sponsors' goods on radio plays. Oh, somewhere there's a podcast for me, and an announcer is what I'll be.
Thank you, I love you too.
This has been Talking to Myself to You, a podcasting story. Tune in next month for another in our fine series of One Person Shows.
Isn't he great, folks?
Oh, shucks.